a dream come true. I think that's like the phrase I've used more than any other phrase the last, say, 4 weeks. You know, we signed to the UFC, and like I had the news that I'd signed. I was in absolute tears, you know. It's a dream come true. It's the equivalent of, say, maybe a football player reaching the Champions League or winning the Champions League. You know, it's the mecca of MMA. You know, that's the main goal that everybody aims to go for. And you know, we had the call 4 weeks ago. It's gone really quick, if I'm honest. And yeah, we fought a really good guy, an undefeated guy from South Korea. You know, I'm not afraid of any international opponents. You know, but it was a good fight. If I'm honest, I didn't fight to my full potential. I thought it was probably one of the worst performances that I probably given in there. You know, the first round went brilliant. The second round was worse, and then the third round was definitely the worst I've ever been in a fight. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every second of being there, regardless of if the fight was quite bad, in my opinion. I enjoyed every second out there.
It really didn't look like a bad fight. You had 11 takedowns. Wasn't that some sort of UFC record?
Yeah, I'm not sure specifically what record I broke. I wasn't sure if it was most takedowns in a fight or if it was most takedowns in one round. I'm not too sure, but it was a bit of a, to be honest, I just got on with it, you know. I wasn't thinking of that when I was in the fight. I just went in and did my thing, really. You know, I did use a lot more of my box in this fight, which watching back, I was quite happy with, you know. Like I said, people don't realise that I'm a grappler. I like to wrestle a lot. So to kind of show that my game was absolutely brilliant. And I got away with it, you know. Although the guy was the better striker on paper, he didn't look like on the night, you know.
I was going to say, you went into it as a two-time MMA world champion. You had 12 out of 12 wins in professional fights leading up to it. With that in mind, how were you feeling facing undefeated Kwan Ho Kwak from South Korea?
Yeah, we were exactly the same other than the amount of fights we had. You know, I was a two-time world champion at 12-0. He's a two-time world champion at 9-0. So level-wise, me and him were probably, you know, two of the most experienced guys on the cards. Not the most experienced, but two of the most experienced guys when it comes to title fights and world title fights, you know. Between us, both of them, 4 world titles, you know. So that just says it all, you know. Them guys were, his camp in Korean top team. They come from a really good gym in South Korea. They're a very, 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 very good gym. And I wasn't intimidated by it at all, you know. If I was intimidated, I won't be fighting, you know. I wanted to fight the best guys in the world. And I joked after my fight in the post-fight interview that maybe they should give me someone a little bit easier next time. But that was just a complete joke, to be honest. You know, it's the UFC now. You're not going to get any easy fights from now on. They're all going to be like that. And, it was amazing. And to share the card with another fellow Welshman, Jack Marshman, was just a dream come true. Like, we come from two, on a regional circuit, we come from two rival gyms. We've got Abbott Saleri or Saleri Combat, and down in Swansea, we've got the Chris Rees Academy. But out there, we weren't them two separate gyms. We were Team Wales, and we represented, you know. We were the biggest headlines in the sport in news in Wales, you know, bigger than the rugby. And it's a dream come true. And I come home last night from Belfast, and outside my house there's about 30 or 40 people, and they want photos. And you know, as a childhood, I dreamt of that, and it's finally here. You know, I got given loads of cards from all my local friends and family who made the effort to come down and give me a good home greeting. You know, and it's a very emotional time. You know, this has been a long time coming for me, and you know, at the age of 24, I'm known as a bit of a veteran already in the game. You know, like right now, I'm 13-0. There's not many guys in that division that's 13-0. You know, these guys are the best guys. I think, I'm not too sure, I'd have to get back to you, but I think out of every single fighter in the UFC roster, I'm probably in the top five of undefeated fighters in that whole UFC roster.
Yeah, to be honest, you could tell when you got in there, you didn't look at all out of place. You looked like you were ready for it, and, well, you proved that you were. So how different is it fighting in front of such a big crowd that was there, and you had all the Welsh fans singing and things? Is that a lot different to what you used to fighting at home?
Not so much different. You know, there was a lot more people there for starters, yes. There were loads more people. But the support that I had from Wales, anyway, it doesn't matter how many people turn up. They always make a noise, and it was just... It was the same thing when I walked out. I looked to my left, and all the crowd were there in red shirts, you know, and their bucket hats and their daffodils and everything, you know. It was amazing. As I walked out to my fight, I'm a big fan of obviously Conor McGregor. You know, I think he's a absolute inspiration to the sport. You know, and although he's Irish, he did open the gates for this European circuit to get through to the States. You know, and the first time I ever saw Conor McGregor was as I was walking out to my first UFC fight. So that was a bit of a moment where he looked at me, I looked at him as I was walking out, and I was like, wow, this is really it, you know. And for the UFC, just taken on a different level. The UFC, I just, like, it didn't matter what you wanted, you got it. The UFC had sorted it out. Whether you wanted to go to the shop, they'd get you a taxi there, and it was just, you're treated like a king. And not that I feel like I deserve to be treated like a king, but I deserve to be on that sort of show. You know, I've paid my credits on local shows, and I've done what I've done on regional promotions, and I fought for big promotions as well, and won world titles. I think I deserve the shot. And now, you know, like I said, it's gone so fast, though. Like, it was just a blink, and I was all over. And, you know, I'm very grateful that I won the fight. You know, it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't one of my best performances. I'm grateful I won the fight. But it's on to the next one now. I want to aim towards March time. You know, I've come home, I've eaten loads of rubbish food, but I'm back. You know, Monday now has started, I'm back on my diet, and I'm going to get ready for the next one. You know, I'm a little bit beaten up, so I won't be training for another 2 days, but I'll be back in the gym more or less tonight or tomorrow.
Straight back into it, ready for hopefully London next March then, is it?
That's what I'm hoping for, yeah. Obviously, I don't call the shot to the UFC. I'm sure that Sean Shelby will, the UFC matchmaker will decide what I'm going to do. But yeah, I do like the idea of maybe London, and not only that, not just for my sake, but it's quite a local one when it comes to UFC events. I don't see it being too long before we get that UFC call up in Cardiff. You know, I don't see it being too long, especially the performances that were put in by the Welsh lads on Saturday night. I see it maybe being a step in the right direction for Welsh MMA. I'm not saying that we can't have me and Jack maybe do an event in the Millennium Stadium in a few years. You know, my idol was Joe Calzaghe when he fought Mikael Kessler in Cardiff. I always watched that fight, and I picture, instead of a ring being in there, what about the octagon, you know? And yeah, you know, but that's for the future. You know, I've still got fights before then. I'll get through them, and then maybe we look towards something like that.
That would be great, bringing it to Cardiff and you to be the headline there. That would be really something special, wouldn't it?
Yeah, oh, definitely. It'd be, like I said, a dream come true. You know, in sport, I've never been good at any sport in all my life. I haven't, you know. I played football, played a bit of rugby, but I've never been really good at it. And I've always wanted to be a sporting athlete. And now I found what I'm really good at. And it'd be nice to maybe, get that caught up in a few years. You know, why can't I maybe not fight for, let's say, a world title in America? Why not that, you know?
Mm. And you said, obviously, UFC, MMA, it's getting bigger now across the world. But, you know, a lot of kids are into football, rugby, and you weren't growing up in Swansea. Was it difficult? Did you ever maybe think about giving up?
Oh, I've been through some times, yeah, in doing this sport where I've hit rock bottom, more or less, you know. You know, I people have heard my story plenty of times before. I didn't have money to afford to get home from training, you know. And I'm not all about a few miles away. I'm all about from Forest Park to Ponte de Leix. You know, it's not that far away. But I struggled to find lifts home, and most days of the week I slept in the gym and unheated the gym through the winter, you know, which was very, very difficult. My bed was two couches pushed together with a sleeping bag and a pillow. You know, that was my bed. And, you know, like I said, a lot of fighters say they live in the gym, but they spend 6 or 7 hours in the gym. But like, no, I literally lived in the gym. You know, that was how I lived. You know, we had a television box there with only like 3 channels. That's what I was used to. But it's all worth it. You know, them weeks of the hard grind, and you compare them weeks of the hard grind to the 10 seconds after the fight, within those minutes, the winner, and that just makes up for it. You know.
Yeah, it's quite a special story, and it's just great that you come from Swansea and all the fans behind you. When you spoke after the fight on Saturday in Belfast, you got a bit emotional when you started talking about your family. Why was that?
I feel like with my family, I feel like it's obviously the story at the minute is just the Brett John story, and everybody's asking me the questions and stuff. But I'd be completely lying if I said it was all me. It's not. It's not all about me. You know, my family, which I've just spoken to plenty of times before. They've been there most of the way. You know, and they support me through and through. I mean, I go by the little things. Like if I go to the shop, I've never had money through this game. I've never have. You know, it's the same with any other job. You start from the bottom and you make your way up. And but I was very lucky. I was on the way up to this sport and making my way up. That my parents, my mother, my father, who was my sensei in Pondalai Judo Club, my brothers, my sisters would pay you and help me out about every way they could, you know. And that's the reason why I don't see it as a win for me. I don't see it as a win for like Brett, you know. I see it as a win for my family, and it was you know, I feel like I've represented them in the best way. I don't care the way I represent myself. I care the way I represent my family, and you know, I come home and they're very proud. My grandparents, who absolutely hate watching the fight dinner, are so proud. And now that makes me happy, you know. Probably a little bit more happy than getting the win, just making everybody proud, if I'm honest.